Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 4th of October, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. But for those of you who've been wondering, we've got an iPad Pro that's really big, then we got an iPad Pro that's the normal size, and what about a small iPad Pro? Doesn't that fit in there somewhere? Well, apparently Apple thinks so. Personally, I have no idea why, but the rumors are having their rounds once again, saying that Apple is planning on releasing 3 new versions of its iPad Pro next spring. Yeah, that's right. They're apparently building a new 10.1-inch iPad Pro, a 12.9-inch iPad Pro, and a 7.9-inch iPad Pro Mini. So where's the 9.7 win? We don't know yet. In fact, we don't even know if any of this is really true. Because, you know, don't you think it'd be a little weird calling a 7.9-inch a Pro? That's just me, though. However, though, what we are hearing, at least from the rumors, is that the new iPad Pro lineup will keep. Yes, you heard me correctly on this. Keep the headphone jack. Say what? Also, we're hearing, at least with the 12.9-inch iPad Pro 2, which I guess is what it'll be called, we'll have a new 12-megapixel camera and that True Tone flash as well. So, is this going to be anything different? Probably no. I feel like Apple's just, we can't sell iPads like we used to. Let's just throw a Pro on the side and maybe that'll help out a little bit. Watch out, Amazon and eBay. Here comes Zucklist. Actually, no, that's not what it's called. I just thought I combined Craigslist and, you know, never mind. Anyways, Facebook, yes, is launching its new marketplace section. That's going to help you sell all your crap you don't really need, so you can get more crap you probably don't really need. Basically, what it is going to be very Craigslist-like. And of course, you can get all started with this when you open up Marketplace, and then you'll see various photos of items people that are near you have listed, yes. So it's using geolocation. That could be good and bad. Now, just like Craigslist, you'll be able to adjust your location to see listings from different areas, too. Meaning, no, you're not just confined to what's down the block. You can even get in touch with the seller and make an offer on the item if you like. Now, if you're thinking, well, I've got a business, this would be great. Well, it's not really aimed towards that quite yet. This is definitely a classified section. But we are hearing that that sort of feature could be coming in future updates. We'll just have to wait on that. If you are interested in Marketplace, well, it is rolling out over the next few days all across the US, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. And will, of course, be available for Android and iOS only, at least for now. If you're on a Windows phone, it's best you just get a different phone. We're never seeing apps come to Windows Phone right now very quickly, are we? Well, tomorrow is Google's official launch of its Pixel phone, but why wait till tomorrow? We got some juicy stuff now, thanks to people in the UK already leaking this information out. Yeah, that's right, UK retailer Cell Phone Warehouse has decided to spill the beans already. According to their page, Google will indeed launch 2 phones tomorrow, that being the 5-inch Pixel and the 5.5-inch Pixel XL. And also what we're getting from their little leak, yeah, that Nexus branding, it's gone. Now, from what we can tell, the devices will be manufactured by HTC, and from what else we've seen that's leaked, it looks pretty similar to this year's all-metal HTC 10. So how about the specs? Did those leak too? Well, of course they did. Snapdragon 821 processor on board, 4 gigabytes of RAM, that's kind of nice. And you can get it in either 32 gig or 128 gigabyte internal storage. Now, there wasn't any word on pricing when the thing leaked, of course not. But we're still hearing around the $650 mark. I guess if there's any other questions racking your brain, we're just gonna have to wait another 24 hours. Hang in there. And finally, this one actually probably pretty much goes out to all of our Japanese listeners that listen to this show. Thank you very much. Or should I say, domo arigato. Unfortunately, we all pretty much know around the world that Japan's birth rate is kind of, it's went down quite a bit. So leave it to the engineers over there at Toyota to come up with something that's not even remotely close to a car. Yes, they made a robot baby. And they're hoping that the solution will help people apparently feel the companionship of kids.
Really?
Now, apparently the robot baby will wobble a little bit, meaning, he can't really walk just quite yet. And according to the chief design engineer, who I'm not going to say his name because I'm going to get it wrong anyway, said that this vulnerability is meant to actually invoke an emotional connection to the robot. By the way, the robot is actually called Kerbo Mini. Toyota also said the robot has baked in artificial intelligence that actually makes it as smart as a 5-year-old and actually will come with future firmware updates. Just like a real kid. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for everything that is British Tech. Get on over there, check out all the podcasts, check out the blog, and so much other things. What are you waiting for? Go on. Also, like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter, of course, at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our BTN community over at our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be back tomorrow for your hump day installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.